Hiawatha Channel, Chance Link studio producer. I am Brandon Tem, and the Hiawatha girls again victorious in the first matchup tonight. Dominant performance by the Red Hawk girls as they defeated the Chargers 66-47. And now we get an opportunity, Paige, to see two teams that are off to different starts. Hiawatha losing a nail biter to Troy on Friday, 59-57. And the Horton boys with 17 wins last year and then 15 wins 2 years ago. A lot of expectations for them under 30-year head coach David Losey. They got a big win at ACCHS, 65-23.
I'm excited to see Braylon Siegemorgan go against his Horton Chargers team, as he had 17 points against Troy, and he's pretty evenly matched with some of the height that Horton has. They have 6'2 Luke McAfee. They have 6'2 Reagan Knudsen. So him being 6'4, Lane Kessler being 6'4, that should be a good matchup, at least size-wise. For Hiawatha, they're going to need to be strong around the perimeter, not toss up any loose, quick shots. Cameron Boswell is going to need to be accurate. He is our best three-point shooter, as he was unanimous All-League last season, and for a reason. He's a shooter.
Yeah, Hiawatha, at least statistically shooting, wasn't particularly great in the two-point loss to Troy on Friday, just 4-17 from three. But they are certainly a very capable outside shooting squad. Let's get you the starting lineups. We'll start with the road team per usual. David Losey leading the Chargers with a record of 33-15 in year number three. They beat ACCHS in their opener on Friday, 65-23. And they will go like this here to start the roundhouse tonight. Jackson Moman, a 6'1 senior. Reagan Knudsen is a 6'2 senior. Luke McAfee is one of the better players in the NEKL. Watch out for him, 6'2 senior. And then you also got Tavion Kabia and Dante Masquai, 6'4 senior. So again, Masquai, Moman, Knudsen, McAfee, and Kabia. For Hiawatha and first-year boys head coach Brady Jasper, of course, head coached the Red Hawk girls for the last 10 years, now taking over for the boys team, and they lost by 2 to Troy on Friday. It'll be 6'1 senior Cameron Boswell, 5'11 junior Ethan Morton, 5'10 junior Michael Jensen, and good length down low, 6'4 sophomore Braylon Steven Morgan, and 6'4 junior in Lane Kessler. So again, for the Redhawks, it is Boswell, Morton, Jensen, Steven Morgan, and Kessler. And for Horton, it is Masquam, Moman, Knudsen, McAfee, and Kabia. The opening tip-off, it is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. We expect this one to be fun and competitive, as the Redhawks and the home whites will go from right to left here to start, and the Chargers and the all-road blues will go from left to right. Again, Chance in studio. We got Leah and Paige. I'm Brandon. Game two of our doubleheader is underway, and the boys' tip is won by the Chargers. And into the front court is Knudsen. Bounces it right side to McAfee, high on the wing. Right now the Redhawks extending out into a 3-2 zone defense. Masquai in the paint. Nice touch. Right side kick. McAfee a three. Little strong. And trying to chase the rebound near side. He cannot get there. Goes out of bounds. And an empty opening possession for the Chargers. Redhawks get their first touch. 19 seconds in. No score. So it looks like the Chargers pick it up man-to-man full court. This is Ethan Morton, the junior. Guarded by Moman, into the front court, gets to the free throw line, dumps it down. Kessler, big body against Masquai, puts it up, no. Fighting for his own rebound, he had it knocked away, and Boswell picks it up in the right corner. They want to touch again side for Lane Kessler. He's doubled quickly, gets it back to Boswell. Baseline drive, gets underneath, leaving his feet. Kicks it right to Jensen, who gets to the right elbow, and nearly had it taken away, and now he turns it over. Here's a transitional opportunity and a missed layup by McAfee, and that time cleared away by Steven Morgan. Well, we saw a lot of missed layups in the girls' game, and opportunity there missed by the Chargers. 105 into this opening quarter, no score. Here is Boswell working towards the top of the key. Now Morton a touch on the right side. Skips it to Boswell, the lefty for three, yes. Maybe the best shooter in the Big East, and he knocks down a triple to give the Redhawks a 3-0 lead. Chargers back into the front court here, again against the zone defense for the Redhawks. A lot of perimeter passing here at the top of the key with Knudsen. Masquai flashing from elbow to elbow as the ball moves. Now here's McAfee, top of the key Moman. Left side pass, this is Kabia. Masquai, left corner, Knudsen fires and was nearly down on a three, but it pops out. Boswell the rebound for Hiawatha. Red Hawks a 3-0 lead about 2 minutes into the game. Here is Stephen Morgan. They want Kessler again. Two big bodies battling on the block, spinning, facing, firing, missing the shot. Masqua the rebound, and he draws the foul. So they've made an emphasis to get the ball to Kessler inside, and twice Masqua has been able to defend well. And who is the foul on? It's going to be Kessler, his first. Couple of white jerseys around Masqua. And the Chargers get it back. Red Hawks leading 3-0 on a Boswell 3, just over 2 minutes into this game. Here's Moman up top. McAfee, Masqua in the paint, stepping back. Elbow jumper, teardrop pace. It goes high arcing, and it falls through. Nothing but nets. And that is a bucket for Masqua. Makes it 3-2. Here's Ethan Morton, right side on the wing. Dribbles to the top of the key, spins to the elbow. Now into the paint. Wild shot. And it rims out. Masqua the rebound. Chargers pushing the tempo. Here is a three ball by Kabia, and he gives the Chargers their first lead. Tavion Kabia, who had 17 and 6 steals in the win against ACCHS, give the Chargers right there a 5-3 advantage. Here's Ethan Morton. Into the corner it goes. Jensen, a little stop and pop. Nicely played. A little fake, stepping in, and a right-handed floater for Jensen ties it at 5. 3 minutes in. Still 3-2 defense, and why not another 3, this time well off the mark from deep by Kabia. Rebound here for Stephen Morgan, who wants to push the tempo a little bit. Chance for the Redhawks to retake the lead. We're deadlocked at 5. Here's Jensen, right elbow, free throw line straight away. Now Stephen Morgan, right wing 3. Yes! Braylon Stephen Morgan, 6'4", but he is a very capable outside shooter, knocks in a triple, and the Redhawks lead it now 8-5. Chargers reverse the basketball. McAfee left side on the wing in an extended 3-2 zone right now for the team in the white jerseys, and now nearly forcing a turnover. Boswell comes away with a steal, and he lays it in. He tried to dunk it, but just dropped it through. Can't get any easier for Cameron Boswell. Turnover by the Chargers, leading to an easy bucket. And the largest lead at 10-5. Here's a pull-up J off the front rim. But Kabia goes high to get the offensive rebound. Second chance here. Right side pass, Knutson a 3. That is no good, but a backside catch and stick back by Tavion Kabia is good. He's got 5, and it's 10-7 Redhawks. Here's Stephen Morgan, guarded heavily by McAfee. Gets it out of some trouble and back into the hands of Ethan Morton. We're halfway plus into this opening quarter. 10-7 Hiawatha. There's a double team inside and then a foul on the floor. I think it's against Moman. We'll await to see that call. And it is on Jackson Moman, his first. So the Redhawks to throw it in underneath. We're going to get a sub into the game. This is going to be Cooper Strube, a 6-foot junior. Boy, Strube was solid in the win against ACCHS with 12 points and 5 steals. Here's Kessler, spinning on Masqua. Gets it back to Morton and then back to Jensen. Right back to Morton up top. 3:25 clock moving first quarter. 10-7, the Hiawatha lead here. Red Hawk girls winning big in the first game tonight. Hiawatha looking for the sweep here in the nightcap. Another block touch here. Good kick. Boswell fading. Right corner 3. Left it short. Good closeout there by Kabia. And a rebound for the Chargers as Strube pushes in transition. Now Masqua at the elbow, dumps in, throws up a shot, no, but a foul. Nice hard drive by Dante Masqua. He'll go to the free throw line for 2. 3:02 to go in the quarter. A foul against Hiawatha. It is on Jensen, his first. And team foul number 2. Here's Masqua. And a pure stroke at the line. He drops in the first. And he's got 3 here in the opening quarter. It's 10-8 Redhawks. Braden Newell, a 5'11 senior, has checked in here for Hiawatha. Masqua listed at 6'4", 11.6 rebounds in the opener on Friday. All-league a year ago. Great footwork, strong around the rim, and nice touch at the line. He goes 2 for 2. He's got 4. Redhawks 10, Chargers 9. Cross south of 3 minutes to go in this opening period. Here is Newell. Right side to Jensen. They want that block touch this time to Stephen Morgan. It wasn't there. Now Boswell on a curl, and poked out of bounds by Kabia. And it will stay with the Red Hawks at 2:46 to go in this opening quarter. Far side of the floor, Boswell looking to trigger in the inbounds pass, gets it off to Jensen. And two steps in front of midcourt, it's Ethan Morton. Man-to-man defense right now for the Chargers. Morton works left, gets to the wing. He's bumped and fouled there by Jackson Moman, who picks up his second. And that'll call in a quick sub for head coach David Losey. It'll be Trent Lockwood. Lockwood, a 6'1 senior. His Horton team under head coach David Losey. 17 wins last year, 15 2 years ago. And, of course, that season 2 years ago when they went 15-9, they made the state tournament. Here's a hard drive by Jensen through some contact and the foul. Michael Jensen now has four and a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play. And Lockwood, who just checked in, picks up his first foul. Team foul number three makes the score 12-9 in favor of Hiawatha, looking for one more at the line. Jensen quiet offensively against Troy, just 2 points, and he already eclipsed that here. In the first few minutes of this game, he's got five, and it's 13-9. There's a missed shot. Stephen Morgan the rebound. And here's Ethan Morton into the front court. Jensen thinking about it, still thinking about it, turns down a deep three, spinning on Lockwood, gets to the rack, lays it in. Michael Jensen seeing a mismatch and taking advantage. Back-to-back buckets on Trent Lockwood, and it's 15-9. Here's Masqua diving in, a little off balance there, and was off the right rim on that shot. Here is Jensen pushing the tempo. Hiawatha trying to build on a lead. Here's Newell in the corner, left side. Now Boswell, high left. Final buck 45 here. He splits a double team at the top of the key. Now left elbow, picks it up there. Now Newell, a deep left wing three. It's a little bit strong, but Stephen Morgan, the offensive rebound. He's in the paint. He's quickly doubled, and then he's called for a travel. Had the right idea, just the footwork was not there. And at 1:35 to go in this opening quarter, Redhawks leading 15-9. Michael Jensen leading the way with seven. Boswell has five. Kabia five and Masqua with four, the scoring for the Chargers here in the opening quarter. Here is Kabia right side to Lockwood. Again, zone defense has been the key here early on for the Redhawks. Masqua, great pass and a good feed and assist. Cutting back side was Trent Lockwood for an easy layup at the rim. 15-11 our score. Chargers within four at 65 seconds remaining in this opening period. Here is Ethan Morton. Hands it off to Boswell. Backs it out top of the key. Right back to Morton. Now they set it up for Boswell. Right wing three. Nothing but next. Beautifully set play. And Boswell, a couple of threes. 8 points here in the quarter. 18-11. Largest lead for the Redhawks. And now 50 seconds to go in the frame. Yeah, the Chargers respond, shooting from the outside. A positive note for the Redhawks here early. Here's a left corner three by Struby. And an offensive rebound. Second chance, no good. Tipped in the paint. Stephen Morgan has it. Nearly got it taken away by Masqua. Now the Redhawks can play for the final shot with 29 seconds to go. Brady Jasper barking out the signals from his bench here on the backside. Morton dribbles into the right corner. Now goes baseline. He's underneath the bucket. Caught between three jerseys, and he throws it away. Turnover by the Redhawks. 13 seconds to go. Here's McAfee. Top of the key. 10 seconds. He'll pull up from the left elbow. Left it short. Tipped into the hands of Kabia. 5 seconds to go. Here's Lockwood. Hop steps in the lane. Missed the layup off the window. Now Morton from half court. It'll count, but he sailed it. So that takes us to the end of the first quarter, and right now the Redhawks in control. They lead Horton 18-11. Second quarter action coming up next here on KNZN.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's e-bill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow e-bill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the e-bill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SBIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Second quarter, getting ready to get underway here in Hiawatha. Redhawks here on the home floor, leading Horton 18-11. They got 8 points from Cameron Boswell in that opening quarter. Also got 7 from Michael Jensen. Horton's leading scorer, Tavion Cabilla with 5, and then Dante Masqua with 4. Start of the second quarter, Redhawks from right to left, the opening possession and a 7-point lead. Here's Newell up top. Jensen had a good first quarter. Gets to the lane. Spins out. It was halfway down, and Masqua clears it. Here is Cabilla into the front court. Left side pass to Struby. Had it knocked away by Morton, chasing it down near midcourt. Keeps it alive. Now Masqua gets it at the elbow. Lockwood kicks it right. Struby a 3, and it's too strong. High rebound by Masqua, and he's fouled on the way down. And they get Braylon Stephen Morgan with the foul, so that keeps it here with the Chargers. Kessler is back in. So 6-4 for 6-4 as it's listed. Stephen Morgan out, Kessler back in. Here's McAfee, a straight on 2. It was a good look, but he missed it. Tipped back out to him, and now another pass darted inside that deflects out of bounds. Last touch by the Redhawks. So the Chargers, another opportunity underneath. And a pass that goes errant. Now it's picked off by Newell, who goes coast to coast, and his layup is good. A mistake there on the inbounds for Horton that leads to an easy Braden Newell 2 in transition. And now Masqua tries a 3, and it's halfway down and out. Kessler the rebound. Redhawks slow it up here. Connor Kettler had it tipped, but Newell gets it back. 20-11, Redhawks have their largest lead here in the first half. We've played a minute and change in the second quarter. Here is Jensen working on McAfee, gets to the block, kicks it back out. Ethan Morton, a double hezzy, now puts it on the dribble, drives, spins, right-hander left short, and Dante Masqua clears it and gets it out to Struby near side, pushing the tempo. Bouncing it into the right corner, this is McAfee. Masqua pulling up from the free throw line, and he got it. Dante Masqua, 6 now to lead the Chargers. They're back to within 7, it's 20-13. At 6:20 to go in this first half. Redhawks slow the tempo down. Here's Newell. Right side it goes to Kettler. Now back to Jensen. A little hesitation there, but Morton now a touch on the right wing. Here's Newell back at the top of the key. Angles right. Hands it off right in between the rings out high. Jensen left side touch. He's guarded by McAfee. Puts it on the dribble. Dives into the block. Scoops it off to Kessler, who kicks it right corner. Now Newell a 3. It was a good look, but a little bit strong. Backside rebound for McAfee. Cabilla in transition. He'll pull and connect on a triple. Tavion Cabilla now 8 points. His second triple gets the Chargers back to within 20-16. So a good little burst here by the Chargers. Back to within 4. Still 5.5 minutes to go in this first half. Here's Newell, and his pass got taken away. Fourth turnover by the Redhawks. 2-on-1 break, dumping it down, and Lockwood's layup is no good. An easy bunny missed, and Newell was in the vicinity, but that is one you got to put down. Here's Jensen, a right side 3, and he got it to go. Michael Jensen's out to a hot start. He's got 10. That's his first triple tonight, and it's 23-16. That is quite the swing there, as the Chargers had an easy look for 2, couldn't connect. And then the Redhawks come right back down and hit a 3. That is a 5-point swing. Chargers with it, down 23-16, 4:45 to go in this second quarter. Cabilla tries again, and he delivers again, this time from straight away. It's another triple. He's got 11, and they get it right back. It's 23-19. Here's Jensen. That is a travel. Tried to hot step in the lane and lost his footing. 5 turnovers now for the Redhawks. Good pace in this first half. And a sub in for both teams. Well, I need to pull out the roster here. No, Paige has it. Looks like we got a number as we get a foul called. So Dalton Niosi is in. He's actually wearing number 30, so that is where the confusion was there. Perfect. So Dalton Niosi checks in. He picks up, or correction, the foul is against Hiawatha's Braylon Siebenmorgan. That's his second. Chargers with the ball, down 23-19 at just over 4 minutes to go in the half. Here is McAfee. Up top it goes, Strube. Now Masqua again. He loves that free throw. Jay, and he knocks it under. 8 points for Dante Masqua, and it's a two-point game. Redhawks lead trimmed 23-22. Or correction, 23-21, beg your pardon. Here's Boswell. Was hot early. He's been a little bit quiet here in the second quarter. Siebenmorgan now right side on the wing. Hands it off right there to Morton. Left side to Newell. Man-to-man defense. There's that block touch. Kessler working. Back to the bucket. Now Morton straight away. It's a three. Got it. Rattled it in there. Ethan Morton. He was 0 for 4 from 3 in the loss to Troy, and he connects on his first here in 24-25. Masqua again, the free throw line. Jay, and with a little bit of a fade, he got it to go. That's the spot for Dante Masqua, and it's 26-23. Masqua with 10, as the Chargers have 21 of their 23 points from Masqua and Kabia. Here's Boswell. They float it left side. Steps in. Fires to Jay. Little high arcing off the rim. Battling for the rebound. Masqua rips it away. Just over 3 minutes to go in the half. Good pace on both sides. 26-23. Redhawks by a three. There's Masqua. That free throw line touch. He had it knocked away in the turnover as Siebenmorgan comes away with the steal. Now the Redhawks close down the pace a little bit. Get it into the front court. Morton working around a screen. Siebenmorgan left side. Dribbles to the free throw line. Hop steps there. Had it knocked away. It's tipped and a steal. Stolen away by Knudsen. A three would tie the game. And they will try it from the right side. Not there by McAfee. And saving it in underneath is Strube. And now Kessler hits the floor. And that's going to be a tie-up. And the possession arrow, I think, is going to keep it on this end of the floor. So 2:27 left in the half. Chargers have it, trailing 26-23. As Jensen checks back in, and Boswell gets a seat. Top of the key, three ball to tie it, and it is. Cooper Strube ties the game, his first triple tonight. His first points tonight, 26-26 at 2:15 to go in the half. Hiawatha once led this game by as many as 9. But it is a 26-26 tie with the final 2 minutes coming up here in this second quarter. Morton hop steps in the lane. Kessler a touch. Blocked by Masqua, but a foul. And Kessler will go to the line to shoot two. And they do get Masqua with that foul. Just the first foul here in the second quarter by Horton. And the first foul on Masqua tonight. Here's Kessler at the line. And his first free throw is a little bit strong. And now 1 for 3 at the line here early on this season. Here's Gage Kappelman. Checks in for the Redhawks, 6'1 senior. As Kessler tries to at least make it 1 for 2, he cannot. And the rebound for Horton. So Kessler goes 0 for 2. We stay tied at 26. Here's McAfee, skips it left Knudsen, closed out by Jensen, now Masqua knocked away, now a cutting Knudsen, reverse layup, no good, and Kessler, after it bounces around a couple of times, gets the miss, and the Redhawks able to get it back. It was a great look inside, but Horton cannot finish. Here's a pull-up Jay from 19, halfway down and out, Masqua the rebound. Final 90 seconds here in the half, we're deadlocked at 26. Here's Strube on a drive, little floater, got it to go. Cooper Strube with 5 here in the quarter. 28-26, Chargers take the lead. Here's Kappelman, his first touch. Now Kessler, right block, quickly closed. The double team successful, forcing a steal. And Masqua tried the one-handed pass, and now a whistle and a foul after a deflection. And they get the foul on Ethan Morton as they were trying to get out in transition. That's his first. And team foul number three. So from the near sideline, Horton throwing it in with Dalton Niosi. Right side pass, McAfee. Dante Masqua inside, threw a double team, gets his own miss, and the foul's on the floor. So no free throws here. It's the fourth foul against the Redhawks, and they get Carson Henry, who's into the game, 5'10 junior. So we got 54 seconds left in the half. Chargers 28, Redhawks 26. And they get it in inside. Good inbounds play and an easy bucket for Dalton Niosi. 30-26. The Chargers lead it by four. 45 seconds and counting in the half. Here's Kessler in the paint. One-handed pass. A right side three. Halfway down and out. Kessler, the offensive rebound. Tried to shovel it to Jensen, and he turned it over in traffic. Here's McAfee. A little fade. Tried to bank it in, and a difficult shot is put in by Luke McAfee. The run for the Chargers continuing. It's 32-26 Horton at 20 seconds left in the half. Good pace here in the second quarter. Hiawatha looking to play for the final shot here. Down to 10 seconds. Jensen on the right wing. Into the corner. Now Morton a touch. 6 seconds. Not much movement here. 4 seconds. Morton gets to the paint. Throws up a tough shot, and he draws the foul with a second to go. Not even that. So they get the foul on Strube, and literally less than a second to go in the half, and Ethan Morton's going to shoot two. He had 13 points against Troy, and his first free throw here is good, and he's got four here tonight in this first half. Played all 32 minutes against Troy. Him and Boswell did not get a breather at all in that first game of the year. We've seen Boswell get a breather here in the first half. Masqua gets the miss off the missed free throw there. So again, Morton goes 1-for-2 to end the half. And right now, the Chargers have a 32-27 halftime lead. Our halftime show is next, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Halftime show is after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
How does Santa keep all of his toy spending on track? With the Union State Bank mobile app, of course. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton. Our mobile banking app can keep all of your holiday spending organized. Use the budget bubbles to see what you have spent or saved, to receive alerts about your account, and easily transfer money. Take the Union State Bank mobile banking app with you this season, either by sleigh or by car. Member FDIC.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime coverage brought to you by Highland Community College. Chance in studio. We got Leah and Paige. Brandon with you as well here on KMZA and the Hiawatha Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Well, the Redhawk girls dominant in game number one tonight, but back and forth in a solid game here in the boys' contest, and Hiawatha jumped out to, at one point, had a 9-point first-half lead, but how about Horton in the second quarter? A 21-9 advantage, and the Chargers have a 32-27 halftime lead.
I'm impressed so far with the Horton, how they came back. They were down most of the game so far. They came out with Dante Masca and actually Dalton Niosi. He kind of came into the game kind of late, wearing a different jersey number, kind of threw us off a little bit. But he made a good defensive stop on the ball. And they, Hiawatha unfortunately fouled a lot in that second quarter with Stephen Morgan picking up a couple, and so did Jensen. And so that brought the Chargers up to the line where they're doing pretty good with their free throws so far. Kabia has also hit threes, and he's doing great from the outside arc. So hopefully for Horton, they can keep doing that extra stuff on the outside the perimeter, keep working their offense as Hiawatha is struggling to get a defensive stop.
Get you some of the numbers here in the first half, starting with Horton. They got two in double figures. Mentioned Tavion Kabia with a game-high 11 points and three threes. They also got 10 from Dante Masqua. They got five off the bench from Cooper Strube, and then two apiece from Niosi, McAfee, and Lockwood. Horton just three first-half turnovers, so they have been good in that category. They were 2-for-2 from the free-throw line, and they knocked down four threes. On the other side for Hiawatha, Michael Jensen leading the charge. He's got 10 points, while Cameron Boswell has eight and a couple of threes. They got 4 points from Ethan Morton, two from Braden Newell. They also got a three from Braylon Stephen Morgan. The Redhawks, 8 first-half turnovers. They were 2-of-3 at the line. The Redhawks hitting a total of 5 3-pointers in that first half. Get our score at the half. Chargers 32, Redhawks 27, a timeout, and our halftime coverage continues right after this.
Use your precision farming technology to improve your crop insurance coverage. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha has teamed up with Farmers Mutual Hail to give you the best automated crop reporting experience with whatever precision technology you use. They've done it for years. Start saving time, improving accuracy, and raising your production history today. Need support when the equipment doesn't work? They can get you access to that as well. Call Kansas Insurance in Sabetha today to learn more. 785-284-7611.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
When seconds making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle,
so
good hustle.
Communicate with the guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime coverage again brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead. Online at highlandcc.edu. Again, Paige and Leah here with the Hiawatha Channel. I'm Brandon. We got Chance in studio as our boys game a few minutes out from starting the second half. Let's get you some scores from around the area. These are going to be girls' scores from tonight's action. Frankfort losing to Abuntsy 51-42. Troy knocking Jackson Heights 60-37. Our feature broadcast on 92.1 KMZA. That was Valley Heights and Axtell, and the Mustangs beating the Eagles 64-45. Again, these are girls' scores. Hanover defeats Nemaha Central in a close one 42-40. Our game from tonight here on KMZA, Hiawatha beating Horton 66-47. Silver Lake, they go to 2-0. They beat Holton tonight 65-33. And Washington County defeating Pike Valley, that final 53-21. So that's just some scores, girls' scores from tonight's action. We'll take a final two-minute timeout, and the second half is coming up next. The Horton boys leading here at Hiawatha, 32-27. You've been listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Show, and our second half is coming up next.
Stay healthy this holiday season. The holidays are right around the corner. As we gather with family and friends, it's important to stay healthy. Protect yourself and your loved ones by practicing good hand hygiene and getting your flu shot. But if you do find yourself feeling under the weather, don't worry. Sabetha Family Practice is here to help. Call them today at 785-284-2141. We're committed to care.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Happy holidays from GM Bank. Join us in Horton Tuesday, December 17th, and Hiawatha Thursday, December 19th from 9 to 2 for our annual Christmas open house. Take a minute from the hustle and bustle of the season to visit with friends and enjoy cookies and refreshments. You can also bid a farewell to Delia Oaks while visiting our Horton location. She will be retiring from GM Bank after 20 years. All are welcome. Happy holidays from GM Bank.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Getting ready for the start of the second half here in Hiawatha. Red Hawk boys trailing Horton 32-27. It's been back and forth. Both teams have had their fair share of leads. Multiple lead changes early on. Red Hawks led it by 7 at the end of 1. Chargers, though, come back, dominate that second quarter, outscoring Hiawatha 21-9. And right now have a 32-27 halftime lead as we get set to start the third quarter here tonight. Good pace here. You can pull us up on the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Go to MSCSports.net, listen live tab if you want to watch our broadcast here tonight, or keep us queued up on 103.9. We appreciate it as well with Chance in studio. Here we go. Red Hawks, the opening possession of the second half. They work it from left to right. Right now, man-to-man defense by the Chargers. Ethan Morton, they want a post touch here for Boswell, turning, blocked up, and now fading away and firing, and a difficult finish by Cameron Boswell, who now has 10. And that gets Hiawatha within 3 at 32-29. In the corner, McAfee, an open look, a little strong on a 3, and Masqua chasing it down in the right wing. Up top, Knudsen, a look, too strong off the heel, long rebound right back to Knudsen, and it's taken away by Jensen. Coast to coast, and he's fouled. He'll shoot two. Now Jensen, who had a very good first half, chance to pick up where he left off with a couple of free throws here at 7:14 to go in the quarter. 32-29, Chargers by a triple. So the foul was on Knudsen, his first. First foul on either side here in the second half, and the first free throw rattles in there for Michael Jensen. He's got 11 here in tonight's game after scoring just 2 points in the loss to Troy on Friday. Well, he missed that one, but Kessler, the offensive rebound, his putback was blocked. Stephen Morgan gets it back, and that one is blocked by McAfee. Two block shots inside for the Chargers. Here's Masqua with it. Now Kabia, right side it goes. Knudsen thought about it. Right now his own defense here for the Red Hawks to get Masqua. Free throw line touch. Now Knudsen, a right corner three, high, bouncing off the rim twice. Masqua got the rebound, hit the floor, and they get Kessler with the foul. That'll be the first on Kessler in the half, his second overall. First foul on Hiawatha here in the third quarter. 6:47 left in this third period. It's a two-point game. Chargers 32, Redhawks 30. Here's a difficult pull-up in traffic. That's a little bit strong. Rebound for Hiawatha and Steven Morgan. Jensen trying to get to the rack, and he does, and he lays it in for two. Michael Jensen again with a game-high 13. And we are deadlocked at 32 apiece here in the early portions of the third. Now Horton nearly turning it over, but they get it into the corner with Kabia, who drives in. Masqua at the free throw line, thought about it, and now he's called for a double dribble. He dribbled, he picked it up, and he dribbled again. That is not allowed in the rules of basketball. Just the fourth turnover, though, against the Chargers. They've been good in that department so far tonight. A chance to break the tie. Redhawks have not led since early portions of the second quarter. There's an easy bucket for Kessler inside. He's got his first two of the night. Makes it 34-32 Redhawks. 2 minutes in and six to go. Boswell nearly got a steal. Now Moman, left side pass, gets it right back. Ball's on the deck. Boswell tried to knock it away. And it's out of bounds and last touch by the Chargers. So back-to-back turnovers against Horton. And head coach David Losey has seen enough of that. He'll call a timeout. So the Redhawks, the early momentum here in the third quarter, leading by two at 34-32. It's a 30. That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's. Homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for that snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Well, Paige, we thought this game would be competitive. And so far through 16, 17, about 18 minutes of game time, that's exactly what we got.
I'm glad they finally got it into the post with Lane Kessler. They've been trying to all night, and they've been double-teaming him. Good on the defensive side for Horton. They finally got Lane to get his first 2 points. He already has two fouls after he fouled out last game, like you said, in just 11 minutes. So hopefully tonight he can not do that, knock on wood. No announcer's jinx for him, as we would like him to get more involved for the Redhawks.
So out of the timeout, Redhawks with the little bit of momentum on their side with the basketball, leading the Chargers 34-32. Here's Boswell, top of the key. Now Morton, a right side touch on the wing, wants to skip pass to Boswell. Good closeout by Kabia. Curls into the lane all the way to the rack, and he missed the layup. Had a little English on it, but rolled off. Here are the Chargers pushing down two. 5.5 minutes to go in the third. Here's a three for the lead. It is short. Kessler fighting, tipped around, and Steven Morgan comes away with it for Hiawatha. Here's Jensen near sideline, stops on the wing, now splitting two in the paint, spins. Kessler inside, hesitates, and Masqua's defense forced a miss there. He grabs the miss and gets it off to Tavion Kabia, far sideline up the floor. Bounces it into the corner with McAfee. Gets it right back in the corner, spins away off Morton. Now left side Moman. Strube now a touch in the corner left as we have passed 3 minutes into this third quarter. Now Masqua kicks it out into the right corner. And now an errant pass is taken away. A turnover by the Chargers. Here's a one-on-one. And Jensen missed the layup. It's tipped in the air. And Kabia trying to fight for it. Steven Morgan gets it back right to Morton for two. Well, pretty lucky and unlucky scenario on both sides. And the lucky side for Hiawatha, Morton an easy two. And the lead is at four at 36-32. Here's Strube, a deep three. Got it. No hesitation by Cooper. Strube is second tonight, and he's got eight. That gets the Chargers right back to within one at 36-35, just south of 4:20 to go in the third. Just inside the midcourt stripe, Morton. Steven Morgan now back to the bucket, right back to Morton out high. Here is Jensen, right side, a little bit shaded towards the corner. Now he goes baseline, gets all the way to the rack, and he draws the foul. He will shoot two. Aggressive tonight, the junior Michael Jensen. And the Horton foul against McAfee, his first, and team foul number two in the quarter. Jensen, 13 points to lead the Redhawks. His fourth and fifth free throw attempts tonight, and he knocks in the first tier. He's got 14, and it's 37-35. Here's Braden Newell back into the game as Kessler gets a breather. Little bit smaller of a lineup for the Redhawks now. And Jensen goes a perfect 2 for 2. He's got 15 to lead all scorers, and now Horton turns it over on the inbounds. Goodness gracious. The Redhawks get it right back. Jensen, a heat check 3, is nothing but net. Michael Jensen with 18 points. He's taking over here in the third, and the lead all of a sudden 41-35. When the Chargers hurting himself here, the last couple possessions, Masquaw gets inside, spins up a layup, but it rattles out no good, and here come the Redhawks from left to right. Jensen again, why not? He's feeling it. Gets in the paint, spins it right. Steven Morgan short on a 3. Here's McAfee pushing for the Chargers. Horton trailing 41-35. Now he floats one up and in. Pure touch for Luke McAfee. He's got 4. 41-37. That's the advantage right now for the Redhawks. Final 3:10 to go in this third. There is Morton. Not much with the Boswell screen. He gives it right back to Boswell. Top of the key. Diving inside. That shot blocked, rejected by McAfee. And now another block shot is out of bounds. And it's going back to the Chargers. Good defensive possession right there for Horton. And a sub into the game. We'll see Dalton Niosi back in for the Chargers. 2:57 left in this third. Horton with the ball. And trailing here in the roundhouse, 41-37. Have to fight through a little bit of pressure in the full court. Here's McAfee. He'll pull it and drill it. It's a right wing triple for Luke McAfee. 5 in a row. He's got 7 in the game. And just like that, back to 1. 41-40 in favor of Hiawatha. Here's Morton with it. Waist-high dribbles with the right hand. Right side of the floor. Stuck on the wing. Now dumps it inside. Newell wide open. Miscommunication somewhere defensively. And Newell with easy of a basket as you can get. He's got 4. And now here is a chance at a tie on the other end. No. Fighting for the rebound is Niosi and Jensen, and they're tied up. Possession arrow keeps it on this end of the floor with the Chargers. Now trailing by 3 at 43-40. Now a little floater off the inbounds is tipped up and now over the backboard, and that's going to give it right back to the Redhawks. Great look for the Chargers, just couldn't convert. We got 2:13 left in this third quarter. Redhawks 43, Chargers 40. Hiawatha girls were dominant in the first game tonight. Redhawk boys in a battle. Boswell right side touch on the wing. Has the dribble, not using. Now Newell gets it right back to Boswell. Little fade away from the short right corner. And it's out no good. Tipped out of bounds, going back to Horton. So the Chargers, a 3, would tie the game. Here's Tavion Capilla into the front court for the Chargers. Left side to Niosi. They want Capilla again short corner. Instead, they reverse it right side to McAfee on the wing. Far side of the floor. Skip back top of the key. Strube. Bounce pass to Masquaw at the free throw line. Kicks it left. Wing to wing. Now at the top of the key. Left side pass McAfee. Good dump down to Masquaw. Can't handle it in a turnover. Now a foul's going to be called on McAfee, who tried to stick his hand in on Jensen, who pulled it away in the paint. Second foul on McAfee. Team foul number 3 in the quarter. We have not seen a ton of whistles in this game. And there were only 5 combined free throws in the first half. And just 4 total fouls. And we got 90 seconds left in this quarter. Jensen in the paint. Kicks it back out to Boswell. Kind of lost the handle. Had it tipped out of bounds. And it's the last touch by Boswell. He turned it over. Good defense by Capilla, forcing that TO. So the Chargers get it back. 1:16 left in this third. Redhawks leading 43-40. Here is Capilla, 3-2 zone. We've seen a lot of that for the Redhawks here tonight. They dump it inside to Masquaw. He's got the matchup, but he missed the layup. Well, he had the size on Morton, but he threw it over the backboard. Here's Morton at the top of the key. Missed opportunity there for the Chargers. Now Jensen a touch. He's been good tonight with 18 points. Now Morton about 3 steps in front of midcourt. Holding on to that dribble down to 45 seconds and counting. Now a little miscommunication. Nearly turning it over and now a foul. And they're going to get McAfee, who closed out on Newell. And there was a little bit of contact. I think Newell sold it a little bit there and got the call. Either way, there was contact, and the foul number 3 on McAfee, and the final foul to give for the Chargers. So 40 seconds to go. Redhawks get it back in. Jensen has it. Hands it off to Morton, top of the key. Waist-high dribbles there with the right hand. Now angles right, turns, and gets it back to Jensen, top of the key. He works around a defender, lost it. Stephen Morgan trying to get it. It's on the baseline and still struggling to keep it alive. Stephen Morgan has it with 20 seconds to go, and it's tipped out of bounds by McAfee. So Redhawks struggling there in about 15, 20 seconds, but they still got the possession. But now just 19 seconds left here in the quarter. They expect to hold for the final shot. Morton holding it at the right hip. And it's down to 10 seconds. He's two steps in front of midcourt, far side. Gets the Stephen Morgan ball screen. Morton dives in, kicks it. Newell. Now it's Jensen with 3 seconds in and out on a three. Morton throws it up at the buzzer, and I think they got a foul on the shot as Morton goes down hard. And I think we're going to get free throws maybe with no time on the clock. Strube picks up the foul. That is just a unnecessary foul for the Chargers, and that will put Morton at the line. A little shaken up there as everybody else goes to their respective benches, and Morton will have two shots here to end the quarter. He's 1 for 2 at the line in this game. Make it 1 for 3, short on that one. So still 43-40. He's going to have one more here. And he got that one to go. So 1 for 2 to end the quarter, and he's got 7. We got ourselves a 4-point Redhawks lead with 1 quarter to go here in the Roundhouse. Hiawatha 44, Chargers 40. Fourth quarter action coming next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Alongside Liam Page here for the Hiawatha Channel. We got Chance in studio. Brandon also with you. Final quarter here in the Roundhouse. And the Redhawk boys holding on to a 44-40 lead against the Chargers of Horton. This one has been fun and close from the jump. Redhawks opening possession of the final 8 minutes. Here is Morton. No hezzy on a deep three, and he knocked it down. And he shakes his head on the way back. His second triple, he's got 10. Big shot there. 47-40, Redhawks by 7. Chargers first possession here in the fourth quarter. Masqua, paint touch. A lot of white jerseys around him. Doesn't matter. And 1. Masqua with 12. That's his first bucket of the second half. And it gets it to within 5 at 47-42 with a freebie coming. Dante Masqua, 11 points and 6 rebounds in their 42-point win on Friday against ACCHS. He misses the free throw and the rebound for the Redhawks. 47-42, Hiawatha, 7:20 to go in the game. Here's Jensen. He's had a big night. Spins, stops, got caught there, nearly turned it over, but he gets it back out to Morton on the wing. Works it around the arc from left to right. Dives into the right block, turns into a double team, gets it back to Jensen, diving in left wing, a lot of contact, no call, and a rebound off the miss, and Horton turns it over. Trying to push in transition, and not looking was Kabia. He was running up the floor, and it was Niosi trying to get it to him, and just simple miscommunication there. Redhawks fortunate to get that back. Chargers had numbers. Hiawatha into the front court, leading by 5. We are a minute plus into this fourth quarter. Here's Stephen Morgan turning on Masqua. Gets it back out to Newell. Now Morton a touch, a little bit closer to the right wing. Now Jensen dumps it down inside. Steven Morgan spinning to his left, fading and getting it to go. Beautifully done for the 6'4 sophomore. Steven Morgan with five. The lead is seven at 49-42. This is a big couple-minute stretch here for the Chargers. It could start here with McAfee, and it does with a right corner three. 10 now for McAfee, 8 of the 10 in the second half, and it's 49-45. Redhawks, their lead is 4. We have played almost 2 minutes of this fourth quarter. It's been a fairly quick-moving game here tonight. Here's Steven Morgan spinning on Masqua, up and under, got it! Steven Morgan again, he's got 7 working against Masqua. 51-45 Redhawks, 6 minutes to go in the game. Here's Kabil, left side, bounce pass to Moman. Up top here, nice drive all, beautiful feed, Kabil, and it's an and-one. Oh, if they call that on the floor, I don't know about that. The official was pointing for the foul on the floor. It looks like Boswell's a little shaken up there. Boy, that was a beautiful pass and finish. And David Losey kind of feels what I'm saying here is that should have been on the shot. That foul should not have been called on the floor. Redhawks get a break there, so Horton still has to work the possession to get points. Boswell picks the foul up. He'll come off the floor here a little shaken up. Here's Kabil, left corner. Can he knock down a three? That one a little bit strong, and he's able to chase his own rebound down near midcourt. Now he hop steps in the lane, had it knocked away by Steven Morgan. Masqua now getting it back up top, scrambling here. Now McAfee looking to the right corner. Kabil thought about a backside three, instead turns it down. They reset. 5:25 to go in the game. 51-45, Hiawatha, and there is a right corner three. It's knocked down by McAfee. He's heating up his third three here in the second half and has 13 points. And it's a three-point margin, 51-48. Redhawks, the lead and the ball. And we get a Redhawks timeout. Brady Jasper has seen enough to this point and wants to talk it over. Is it a 30 or a 60? Waiting to see. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Get our timeouts all season long. Brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We're dialed in on 103.9. You can catch us on the Hiawatha channel as well. Leah Page doing a great job. We got Chance back in studio, keeping us locked in on the airwaves. Brandon Tamman with you as well. Expected a good game, and 5:05 to go. We got a three-point margin.
I don't know about you, but this is the type of basketball I like to see. I've had two close games in the roundhouse. Last week against Troy. Troy sweeps Hiawatha out by two. And now Hiawatha is fighting against Horton right now, only up three. I'm betting we see a lot more concealed basketball on the offensive side. Not too many quick shots with only a lead with 5 minutes left in the game. They're not going to commit many more fouls. Hiawatha does have three to give, but Horton has 4 still, as they have committed no fouls in the fourth.
Well, really all game, there hasn't been a ton of whistles, not a ton of free throws, so the officials have certainly been letting them play consistently, which you certainly like to see. Out of the timeout, Redhawks with the ball, leading by 3, just crossed south to 5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Newell up top, right in front of midcourt. Morton closed out quickly by Struby on defense. Now Morton gets to the elbow, kicks it back up top. This is Carson Henry, limited time tonight, nearly traveled with it. Gets it off to Morton, man-to-man defense here by the Chargers. Morton hop steps over Masqua, missed the shot. Steven Morgan gets the rebound, his shot rejected by Masqua. Chargers get it up the floor. Here is Struby, layup good. Defense to offense. Fourth player now in double figures. Struby has 10, and it's a one-point Redhawks lead at 51-50. Now Morton tries to answer a deep three. Gets it to go from the right wing. Points are starting to fall now. 54-50. Huge shot for Hiawatha. Now Masqua looking to answer, and he banks it in from the free throw line. That's been his shot tonight. A 12, 15-foot mid-range J. He's got 14. 54-52, Redhawks, 3:50 to go. Here's Morton again, driving, spinning one up and in. And that might be a technical foul. Morton was saying something, and the official had to stop play. Well, he's fortunate he didn't get teed up, but whatever Morton said after making that layup forced the official to stop play to tell him, hey, maybe a little much.
you can tell that both these schools, they brought their own pep section from Horton. As we, like I said before, we're not that far away. Both these Brown County schools want this win badly.
That's a big bucket, though, for Morton. 56-52, Hiawatha, 3:38 clock moving in the game. Can Horton get one back? No, they turn it over, and that's going to be a foul at midcourt against Dalton, the OC, which the only good thing about that foul, you probably save an easy bucket. And fouls to give across the board, but a big turnover there by the Chargers, and now Horton back on the defensive end as they trail the Redhawks here by four, 3.5 minutes to go. Here is Morton just in front of midcourt, pushed around by Struby a little bit. There's another foul on the perimeter. Those two have been going at it here in the second half. Struby picks up his third, and just team foul number two. 3:21 left in the game. A side out here for Carson Henry to throw it in. Gets it into the backcourt with Jensen. Walks it across the midcourt stripe from left to right. Angles a right side pass now into the corner with Stephen Morgan. Jensen back on the wing. Closed out quickly by Neosi. Now Boswell thought about it. Works baseline. Stops. Good defense there by the Chargers. Get it back out to Jensen here. Works into the paint. Stops. Spins away. Gets it back around the perimeter. This time to Carson Henry. Now it's lost near midcourt, but Boswell picks it up. Hands it right back to Morton. Under 3 minutes to go in the game. 56-52. Hiawatha by four with the ball. Horton trying to go to 2-0. Hiawatha looking for win number one. Here is Jensen. Backs it out high left and right to Morton in front of midcourt. No shot clock here in Hiawatha. So they are burning some of this time as much as they can. Now Jensen has it left side on the wing. Right back up top to Boswell. 2:25. Clock moving. Redhawks just wasting time. Man-to-man defense by the Chargers. Morton diving, taking it all the way. It's a blocking foul. He'll shoot two. A very positive possession there for the Redhawks as they churn out over a minute and ultimately get Ethan Morton to the free throw line. He's had a big-time second half. He's got 11 of his 15 here in the second half, and now he's got a chance for two more at the line. Well, he had 13 on Friday against Troy. He's got 15 tonight. A good start to his season. He knocks in the first free throw. Now he's got 16. He is also 3 of 5 at the line tonight. 57-52 Redhawks. 2:17 to go. Big free throw on the way. That one high off the heel. And that's going to be a foul on Stephen Morgan over the back of Masquam. That was an easy call. Stephen Morgan now with 3, but still fouls to give, so... Or correction for Stephen Morgan, that's his 4th. Both teams have a foul to give here in the final 2:16. 57-52 Redhawks, looking for the sweep tonight against the NEKL. This is a big possession for the Chargers. Kabia in the right corner, gets it back, a long skip pass to McAfee, top of the key. Now a wing side pass here left to Neosi. Straight on 3, it's good! It's McAfee pulling one out and a quick timeout. And that was a much-needed three there. Makes it 57-55. McAfee now with 16 and 14 in the second half, a 30. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll keep it right here. 1:54 left in a two-point game.
I'm curious to see what Jasper's kind of idea is going to be here. I'm betting that they're trying to draw the puck, get Boswell in the perimeter. He hasn't had that big of a night, really, with only about 10 points. I'm doing my math right. I'm not the best at that either.
He's got 10.
But I'm betting he's going to get one of the last shots in this game, as he is our best three-point shooter. But you can't count out Jensen, who has had a whale of a night. He's been great, both in the perimeter and driving in that lane. So Jasper is probably telling his players, hey, don't foul. You have one to give, but you're on the upper end here. Now, Horton, doesn't make any miracle shots as they try to get a defensive stop as well.
Well, again, we do not have a shot clock here. Some schools electing to do so this year, some not. And Hiawatha, not one of those schools with the shot clock. So, again, in this scenario, it favors the Redhawks. Leading by 2, minute 50, clock back on the move as we're back to it. With Ethan Morton across the timeline. Works it right, gets it off to Boswell there on the wing. Chargers going man-to-man. Again, the Redhawks with the lead, do not have to force anything. lot of perimeter passing here, down to 90 seconds. Here's Jensen, back to Morton, right side on the wing. Makes a move on Strube, gets into the paint, stops, and he traveled with it. It was the right idea, trying to dump it down to Stephen Morgan, but the pivot foot just slid enough, and a turnover by the Redhawks. So Chargers get the stop and can tie or take the lead here with 1:20 to go. 57-55. Here's a Kabia, right corner three for the lead. Got it! He rattled it in. Tavion Kabia with 14, his first bucket in the second half. Chargers take the lead at 58-57 with exactly 1 minute to go. Monster possession of the Chargers. Got the lead for the first time in what seems to feel like a long time ago. Stephen Morgan turning on Masqua. His shot, no. Backside rebound by McAfee. And now all of a sudden, Horton has the advantage. They lead it with 38 seconds. They got to get it across midcourt. They do. And now a timeout for David Losey. The Chargers have fought back to take the lead. 58-57, 35 seconds to go. A full timeout. We're back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased now through February 28, 2025. Contact Berwick Co-op Oil for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply, and don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Proven durability, powered locally.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, Tavion Kabia with his first bucket in the second half. A right corner three, which has given Horton a 58-57 lead at 35 seconds to go. It's been close throughout, but the Redhawks have led for a majority of this second half. But that three, given the Chargers the lead, and now the Redhawks out of this timeout, they have the possession, but feels like it's been a long time since they've trailed in this game.
Horton is probably going to make sure that Hiawatha fouls quickly here and then try to get them to draw another one. That way they can get to the free throw line, as they're going to hope Hiawatha still has one to give, but they're going to try to get to the line.
Yeah, both teams have a foul to give. 35.2 seconds to go as the Chargers, correction, have it out of the timeout. So what does Hiawatha do here down one? No shot clock. Oh, there's a foul. Swinging the arm was Carson Henry. That'll be the second on Carson Henry. But again, that's a foul to give, so the next foul will put the Chargers at the line. Chargers leading 58-57, 28 seconds to go. They get it into Masqua. Quickly doubled. Gets it back here to McAfee. They work it to Kabia. 21 seconds to go. Redhawks need to do something with it. A lot of time coming off the clock here, and there's the foul. So 16.4 seconds, free throws coming for Horton. I think it's Niosi. Fouls on Boswell. That is his second. And this is Dalton Niosi. 2 points tonight for the 6 foot senior guard, Dalton Niosi, and he has a chance to extend on this lead. First free throw, no, well off the mark. 58-57 Chargers. 16 seconds left in the game. Niosi has one more free throw to try to get it to a two-point lead. It's on the way. No good. Masqua gets the offensive rebound, and he's fouled. A monster play by Dante Masqua with the offensive rebound, and now he has a chance at two free throws with 14 seconds to go. The foul was on Henry, his third, and now Masqua gets the opportunity to shoot two. His first is good. He's got 15 tonight, and the Chargers lead by two, 59-57 at 14 seconds to go. Second, no good. Rebound, Jensen. Two-point game, 10 seconds to go. Jensen wants to go coast-to-coast, puts it up off the window. We're tied. And a timeout on the floor with 5 seconds to go. Jensen coast to coast, and he's got 20. 59-59 at 5.3 seconds to go. We'll keep it right here. Goodness, how about that?
And of course, it's Michael Jensen after the night he's had. You could tell in his eyes, he was going all the way. And I saw him walk over to the bench, and he's telling everyone, do not foul. Do not foul. There's 5 seconds left. Do not foul. He is pumped up. The fans are pumped up. The student section, I have goosebumps on my arms. I love this type of basketball. This is what being a student in high school is like. It's amazing. And for the Chargers, what they have got to hope to do is get it to their best shooter and get, I don't say go for a three, I say get it into the lane. I say try to get an easier basket rather than try to chuck a three with 5 seconds
left.
Well,
again, you have 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You want to attack the rack. You got to look for the foul and try to make Hiawatha play disciplined defense. Mm-hmm. So you prefer to try to get something downhill to the bucket quick. You got 5 seconds, so you've got plenty of time to put something together.
Yeah.
But they are going to have to work the full length of the floor. So let's see what head coach David Losey draws up here. This game is coming down to the final seconds here. It is 59-59, 5.3 seconds to go. A bucket a moment ago by Michael Jensen to tie the game. And now the Chargers have to work the full length of the floor. And under 6 seconds for a chance to win it. Kabia gets it into McAfee. 3 seconds. Back to Kabia. Deep three for the win. Oh, off the heel. It was just inside midcourt. It was about a 40-footer, and it's off the heel, and we go to overtime. Why not? An extra few minutes in this game tonight. 59-59. Extra hoop coming your way after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They are also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some bonus basketball here on this Tuesday night here on KNZA and the Hiawatha Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Michael Jensen, a coast-to-coast layup with 5 seconds left to tie this game with Horton at 59. Chargers had a deep three and a decent look by Kabia that went strong off the heel, so we get 4 extra minutes of basketball as we go to overtime. This game tied at 59. Jensen leading the Red Hawks with 20 points. Ethan Morton has 16. Boswell with 10. Luke McAfee, 16 to lead Horton. Masqua, 15. Kabia with 14. And we are underway with an extra 4 minutes. Red Hawks get the tip in the opening possession here of overtime. Here is Jensen. Now Stephen Morgan over the top pass. Morton plays it well. Lays it in for two. Beautifully done. Stephen Morgan the assist. Morton the deuce. He's got 18. And the Red Hawks strike first in overtime at 61-59. 3.5 minutes left in this OT period, number one. Backdoor cut. Here's Strube underneath. Reverse layup. Good. Nicely done. And Strube quietly with 12, and we're tied at 61. 3:17 to go in this overtime period. Both teams have exchanged buckets here in the first 45 seconds. Stephen Morgan a three. No, that's a little strong. Strube fights for the rebound on Morton, gets away from him, having to try to get it away, and finally able to get it off to McAfee. Numbers here for Horton, bouncing it inside, kicking it back out. McAfee dumps it inside. Masqua missed the layup, gets his own rebound, and he can't miss the putback. And now a tie-up inside, and the OC tied up Stephen Morgan. And that'll put it back into the hands of the Chargers at 2:51 to go in the game tied at 61. Boy, how about that possession? The Chargers have it on the arrow. They set up Kabia. Nice ball fake. Dives in. McAfee, deep three. Yes! McAfee again. 19 points. He's got five triples. And the Chargers take a 64-61 lead at 2:35 to go in overtime. Big possession here for Hiawatha. Tipped away by Kabia. But getting it back is Carson Henry. Near turnover. Now Jensen right side working top of the key. 2:20 to go in overtime. Chargers lead at 64-61. And Morton looking over to his head coach and Brady Jasper for the play call. Gets a high ball screen. Thought about a three. Dumps it off to Henry. Back to Stephen Morgan. Now Jensen. Hop steps in the lane using strength. Turning around. Firing and hitting a deuce. 22 points for Michael Jensen. And it's 64-63 Chargers at under 2 minutes to go in overtime. Let's see how the Chargers play this one here. Left side, Niosi. Closed out quickly, tipped, gets it right back. Redhawks trying to force a turnover. They wanted Masqua inside. Instead, they find Kabia high right on the wing. 90 seconds to go in overtime. Chargers with the ball, leading by one. Masqua missing inside. Good defense by Stephen Morgan. Clears the miss. And the Redhawks have it. 81 seconds and counting in overtime. They're down by one. Morton attacking quickly. Layup. Spins out. Stephen Morgan tried the putback. He couldn't get it to go. And Masqua getting the miss off that second attempt. 70 seconds to go. Chargers by one with the ball here in overtime. Here is McAfee. Left side on the wing. The OC untouched, but he missed the layup. But Kabia gets the offensive rebound and gets it back out to the perimeter. Heads up play by Kabia. Under a minute to go in overtime. Chargers with it, leading by one. How long does Hiawatha go before making a move potentially for a steal or a foul? We're down to 42 seconds. And that's going to be a turnover, a travel against Struby. He lost the handle either way. And if it wasn't going to be a travel, it was probably going to be a carry. And a monster turnover by the Chargers. 40 seconds remaining in overtime. The Redhawks get it back down 64-63. Morton quickly into the front court, and a timeout's going to be called. And head coach Brady Jasper was not liking the pace there, but nonetheless stops the clock at 33 seconds left in overtime. It's a full don't go anywhere. Chargers 64, Redhawks 63. 33 seconds left in OT. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, if you're just joining us, let's set it up for you. We are in overtime in Hiawatha. The Chargers of Horton leading this game 64-63, 33.6 seconds to go out of this timeout. Hiawatha trailing by one, but they'll have the ball. Michael Jensen, a two-point layup with 5 seconds to go to tie the game, and then the Chargers had a deep look from three to win it at the buzzer. That was strong off the heel. We came into overtime deadlocked at 59. It is 64-63 Chargers, 30 seconds to go. Clock moving. Redhawks, here we go. Jensen bouncing it right to Boswell. Man-to-man defense trying to look inside. They do get it to Stephen Morgan. Losing it. Nearly went out of bounds. 18 seconds. Here's Jensen. Lost it. Taken away. It's a turnover. And there's the foul. And the Chargers come away with a steal. And they're going to shoot two with 14 seconds to go, up by one. The foul on Morton is second. And the free throw's coming from Luke McAfee. He's got 17 in the second half and overtime. 19 in the game. And his first free throw is good. Give him a 20 spot, and the Chargers lead by two at 65-63. And another huge free throw for Luke McAfee. And we get a timeout on the floor. 66-63 Chargers, 13.7 seconds to go in overtime. Redhawks will have one more opportunity here. Go ahead and keep it right here. Mel Page, what do we think?
Honestly, I have no idea.
No idea.
In the past, I'd say give it to Boswell, but right now I'm almost thinking Jensen. Because of the night he's had, the threes he's been able to hit. On my sheet, I've had him down for two already in the game. Cam has hit two as well. So he might want to go for senior leadership. He might want to go for game flow. I honestly think you have to go for three, tie the game, and then you cannot foul again. That's
well, I think you look at it this way. 14 seconds, 14.2. You can get something really quick to the rim. If you can score a quick dive layup, maybe take 4 seconds off the clock, 6 seconds,
mm-hmm.
you can get to within one and foul with, you know, still 7 or 8 seconds to go, but it really depends.
And I hope you foul
someone
that
can't
shoot.
It has to be super quick. If not, then you're playing for the tie.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting to see what Coach Brady Jasper draws up here. And what it felt like, Hiawatha... Mm. had this game kind of in control in the second half and led throughout the majority of the second half. But the Chargers didn't go anywhere, and now they're trying to hold on here in overtime, 66-63.
Yeah, props to Horton for that defensive stop there, too. They were persistent, to say the least.
Big turnover there, forcing the foul, and then McAfee making two huge free throws to get it to now three. Here we go. Horton's got to go the full length of the floor. Morton across the timeline. 10 seconds to go. Redhawks need to move quickly. 8 seconds. Boswell stepping back. Deep three on the way. It's strong off the heel. Rebound for the Chargers and a foul with 3 seconds to go. Carson Henry picks up the foul. Boswell a contested left corner three. It was off the heel. And that's going to put the Chargers at the line with McAfee. And only 3 seconds to go. One free throw here will essentially end this game. He's already made two here in overtime. Make it three. And the Chargers, 5-4. 2.7 seconds to go. The second is short. Boswell gets it. They got to let him go. He'll throw one up at the buzzer. No good. And that ends the game. The Chargers come back and win it in overtime, 67-63. Incredible game here tonight. Our postgame show is next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. And we're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizens State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Savannah help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help you. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Market President at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back one final time here in Hiawatha at the Roundhouse. A fantastic boys game. Needed a little extra time. We needed four more minutes. It went to overtime, tied at 59. But the Horton Chargers on the road. They pull it out 67-63. We got Paige, a few more minutes with her, and again, the Hiawatha girls dominant in game one, but we expected a fantastic boys game. That's exactly what we got. We needed a little bit of extra time, but when the Chargers needed big plays down the stretch, they certainly got them and got some huge free throws as well to put the game away.
I think the easiest word to describe this game is exciting. You never fully knew what was going to happen and when. We had an idea. Sometimes it kind of went the opposite way. Unfortunately for Hiawatha, they weren't able to make that overtime kind of comeback, but you can't deny Michael Jensen with his outstanding night. Ethan Morton had a great night. And overall, the team had a great night as well. I mean, fouls really weren't as bad of a problem this game as they were against Troy, which kind of made an impact earlier in that game last week. This week, they kept that more under control. We had some other players getting involved. Carson Henry had a lot more game time. Braden Newell had 4 points. Lane Kessler still only had two, but good to see him still get involved. He has some foul trouble still in this game. Braylon had 17 last game, only had 7 this game. So hopefully by this Friday, upcoming against Mark Hill for the Redhawks, they can kind of get a little more evened out throughout the roster, but still hope for bigger numbers from Boswell, Morton, and Jensen, as they three had great nights.
Well, certainly a lot of ebbs and flows. Hiawatha led by 7 at the end of one. Horton had a really good second quarter. They led by 5 at the half. And Hiawatha had a good third quarter. They led by 4 going into the fourth quarter. And it was close all throughout the fourth quarter, but Hiawatha led essentially the entire fourth quarter until the final minute. It was Tavion Kabia who hit a big 3 with under a minute to go, which gave Horton a 58-57 lead. And then after a free throw gave Horton a 2-point lead, it was up to Michael Jensen, who had a coast-to-coast layup and bucket with 5 seconds to go for Hiawatha, which tied the game. And then Horton, out of a timeout, a chance to win the game. They got a decent look. It was from deep. It was right in front of midcourt. But Kabia got a wide-open look and tried to end it in regulation, but it was strong off the heel. And then we needed 4 extra minutes in overtime. Both teams exchanging buckets in the first minute of overtime. Costly turnover late for Hiawatha. Some big free throws down the stretch by Luke McAfee, and Horton again able to hold on for what was a 67-63 overtime win. Horton now 2-0, and the Hiawatha boys have lost their first two games this season by a combined 6 points. So they have been right there against two very good teams, but so far 0-2 in those first couple of games. Let's go through some of the stats real quick before we get things out of here, and we'll start with Horton, who gets the win tonight, as Luke McAfee led the way, 22 points, 20 of which came in the second half in overtime, all 5 of his 3 balls in the second half as well. They got 15 points from Dante Masqua. They got 14 from Kabia, and Struby off the bench had 12 points. They also had 2 points apiece from Dalton Niosi and Trent Lockwood. Horton had 10 turnovers. They were 6 of 11 at the line and knocked down 11 threes in the game. For Hiawatha, again, dropping to 0-2. They were led by Michael Jensen, who had a career night. 22 points and a majority of that in the second half and overtime. He had the big bucket that tied the game late, which sent it to overtime, but again, not enough in the end. Jensen, 22. Ethan Morton had a big night with 18, 14 in the second half and on. Also, Cameron Boswell, quiet in the second half. He finished with 10, but only 2 in the second half for Cameron Boswell. They also got 7 from Braylon Steven Morgan, 4 from Braden Newell, and then Lane Kessler finishing with 2 points as well. Hiawatha had 12 turnovers. They were 7 of 11 at the line and knocked down 8 threes in the game. Player of the game, it's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And you got to give it to Luke McAfee here. 2 points at halftime. Finishes the game with 22. He hit 5 second-half threes. All 5 of those threes that he hit were consecutive. Not consecutive possessions, but his buckets hit 5 straight threes in a row for him at one point, finishing with 22. Big free throws in overtime to help put that game away. With the 6'2 senior, a slow start, but a big-time finish. Luke McAfee, 20 in the second half in overtime, and 22 points overall to lead Horton. Our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, that's going to do it for us here tonight from the Roundhouse. Don't forget, we got another batch of our coaches' shows across our networks tomorrow night, beginning at 5:30 tomorrow and Thursday nights, and then we'll get back to it on Friday night for another night of high school hoops. Get up next for both of these teams. Hiawatha, they're back here at home on Friday. They're hosting Morehill Mounts Academy. And for Horton, they return home on Friday night, and they will be taking on a NEKL opponent in Pleasant Ridge. So again, for Leah, for Paige, for Chance, I'm Brandon. The final scores here again tonight. Hiawatha girls winning the first game over Horton, 66-47. And then it was the Horton boys in overtime in the nightcap, 67-63. Thanks for listening to High School Basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio.